Welcome into the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by Alpha Wealth Group with the principal and founder, Tom Fortino. My name is Kevin McAlpin, and of course, we hope you are having a great, great weekend. The number to reach Tom and his team at Alpha Wealth Group is 630-864-6711. Again, it's 630-864-6711. Whether you're looking to plan for your retirement, obviously tax day is right around the corner. We have a lot to cover, and of course, we'll tell you more here over the course of our show. Coming up on today's program, we're going to tell you how to plan for retirement if you don't have kids. Plus, later on, we're going to do some spring cleaning to see if we can find any clutter when it comes to your retirement plans. And later on, what are some of the boxes you need to check to determine if you can retire in 2025? We'll get Tom's thoughts on that and a lot more, but first things first, we can't go any further without saying hello to the man of the hour, Mr. Tom Fortino. Always a pleasure, sir. How are you today?
Thank you, Kevin. Good morning. We're ready to roll.
It is hard to believe, man. I feel like we were just kind of looking back. It was the holidays. It was the start of the year. It was, hey, let's get the plan in place. It's April. Like, where has the first quarter of this year gone? It's really mind-boggling, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's why we say you got it. Everything's moving. Time is moving, and so we can't procrastinate. We got to make things happen, and that's what we'll do on today's show. We're going to challenge some people. We'll give you some calls to action, give you some information, and that's really the goal every week. We can just give you a couple items that are going to make a difference in your plan. I think we're going to deliver on that, but I think you'll find out. So stick around. We've got a lot to get into.
Well, one thing, Tom, I know that we have made clear on this show is when it comes to planning for your future, when it comes to planning for the biggest vacation of your life in retirement, the last thing you want to do is put that off for another couple of months or a couple of years or whatever it might be. I don't know about you. You're a much better planner than I am. But, you know, when I start thinking, okay, if something I can do in a few months, well, then it's summer. Well, then we're in fall. And then you got the holidays. So I guess the message to folks out there listening, Tom, is this is something you want to stay ahead of. You want to be prepared. You want to have that plan and not put off till tomorrow what you can really start tackling here today.
That's the biggest obstacle. I mean, again, we're going to talk about some of these things today that you want to take a look at. But the biggest obstacle, we can talk about taxes and income planning and estate planning and all of these things, your investment plan, which we will. But it's really procrastination. That's the number one obstacle. And that's where we start.
Well, let's dive right into it, man, because I know I've heard this a lot over the years about the numbers that people have saved or maybe need to save when it comes to their retirement. And some folks out there listening might feel bad that they're not necessarily measuring up to those numbers. Now, don't kick yourself, because according to data from the Employee Benefit Research Institute, listen to this, only 3% of retirees have saved over $1 million. And obviously that means a lot of people planning successful retirements are doing so on less. So, Tom, what is the message to folks you work with? What's the message to folks out there listening this morning who might believe they can't retire till they reach a certain magic number, if you will?
Well, we have to be very careful about this, Kevin. I'm glad you brought this up, because we hear this number all the time. You can go on the internet. You can see Schwab has come out and said, I think it's 2 million. Susie Orman said 3 to 5 million. And if we get in this trap to a certain extent, as far as getting to a number, I think that could be problematic. Most people think achieving some kind of savings goal is crucial for retirement. The truth is this. It's more important to have a strategy to generate income in retirement. Savings goal is not a plan, or a number is not a plan. So let's talk briefly about that. For example, if you look at your Social Security, all right, we've talked in detail about that whole Social Security decision. This is an income. It's not an asset. And it's important we discern between the difference. If you have $1 million in investments, God bless you. That's terrific. But technically, that is not a guaranteed income stream. Social Security is. My definition of income is something that comes in regardless of the market, something that comes in. That's that paycheck, replacing that paycheck. Comes in regardless of what you have in savings and investments, and it comes in at any age. I don't care if you're 75, 85, or 95. So this is critical. So let's, to a certain extent, again, it's good for to have investments. I'm an investment advisor rep. We do a portfolio management. But it's, again, feeling wealthy in retirement is having more income than expenses. So again, if you look at your Social Security, for example, in many cases, you're going to have over $1 million of Social Security income over your lifetime. So there you go. You're a millionaire. How about that? We want to understand that. So there's a value to creating that income. And I would say for anyone out there, you know, I don't care if you have, you know, if it's $400,000, $500,000, it doesn't mean you can't retire. And that's what's so important. When I sit down with individuals, we go through these things and I show them, hey, look, you're going to have the income you need. How do we replace that paycheck? Because, you know, knowing how to generate income in retirement is more important than ever. We're living longer than any previous generation.
Right.
So part of that, again, is that Social Security decision. How do I create that? There's other sources. What about your pension? Guess what? That meets the definition of income. For those of you, again, that haven't done these things, and I know we're going to talk about organization soon, part of this is going to SSA.gov. I had a meeting this week. The individual had not. He kind of started the process. He's going to go there and find out what is. We're going to get back together. He's going to get his income benefits. Your pension. Contact your pension provider. Get these numbers. This is so critical because you know what? You may be able to retire sooner than you thought. You may be in a better position. But if you don't know the numbers, it's kind of like Shark Tank. Know your numbers. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a pension, you can look at annuities. You can almost create your private pension. Dividend investments. Look, let me do this. I'm going to give you some more ideas here in a second. But, you know, the question is, are you on track? And is it time to evaluate or rethink your strategy? So let me make this offer. A couple things. I've offered the income planning packet before, Kevin, with the Social Security decision, the truth about annuities. All of that information, we can get that out to you. It also includes the worksheets, the budget and income worksheets. It includes the asset organizers. It includes all of these things, maximizing income and retirement. You can lay out an income plan. You may be surprised where you stand. The tools are there. Remember we said at the beginning of the show, we're going to challenge you. Don't procrastinate. If you get the information, you can actually start to lay out an income plan. It's in this packet. But more than that, if you really want to sit down, because I know everybody's situation is unique, and to see if you're on track and evaluate where you stand, give our team a call right now, 630-864-6711, and we can sit down and go through it. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, as well, and schedule a time. Even if you want to chat with me for 15 minutes or just talk about some of these ideas. But this is so critical. Again, the number is great. Getting to a number is great. That's not an income plan. So I just wanted to be, that is the perspective of how we look at these things.
And we've talked about it on this show, Tom, that retirement is not a cookie cutter situation. What works for one won't work for the other. Is it almost like the light bulb going off on folks, though, when you sit down and go, well, listen, you know, you might have heard all this talk and all these things in the media and social media about you have to have X amount saved. And you go, well, wait a minute, that might not be what is applicable for you as well.
You know, I'm glad you put it that way, the light bulb going off, because there was a Harris poll that said 70% of those people approaching or looking at retirement think it's too complicated. I'm here to tell you it's not. And when they come into a meeting, I could tell you in that first meeting, when we go through this and I get on the board or we write it down, sometimes when you see it in front of you, I've had people get out their phone and say, can I take a picture of that? Really, I mean, it's, and it, I think, God, this is so simple. But, you know, when I lay out, look at, do you see where your income's coming from? Do you see where Social Security is going to kick in? Then your spouse is going to kick in the next year. Oh, by the way, you have $70,000 of income. And then if you have an annuity or pensions, and then we create an investment plan to create the dividend. And, you know, the investments, the way I want to design it is it creates the income that you can have every month without going into principal. That's the goal. That's some of this. This is the approach. And again, as I said, imagine if you can say, I'm there. I'm going to have that monthly income coming in every month. And then I like to say, and then some, we want to get a little bit more, because now you can put some away for the future. You're replacing those paychecks. It can be done.
Yeah, absolutely can. And Tom Fortino is the person that can help you get that done. You want to schedule that initial consultation? You'd like to get more information on those packets that are available? Visit alphawealthgroup.com. Right there on the top of the homepage, you'll see Alpha Wealth Reports. You can download those right to your computer. They've got the worksheets available as well. And right there, you can also contact Tom and schedule that initial consultation. You can also do it by picking up the phone, 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711 is the number to reach Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group. All right, coming up next, it's time to do a little spring cleaning in more ways than one. We'll get to that and a whole lot more as we continue with the Alpha Wealth Hour with Tom Fortino, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Welcome back into the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group with the principal and founder, Tom Fortino. Kevin McAlpin here with you. And of course, Tom and I hope you are having a wonderful weekend. We appreciate you joining us here on the show. Remember, in segment number one, we covered a whole lot as far as retiring. And do you have to have a certain number when it comes to getting those goals in order? Well, if you'd like to learn more, you'd like to schedule that initial consultation with Tom, pick up the phone today. Give him a call at the Alpha Wealth Group. That number is 630-864-6711. Again, 630-864-6711. Or online, you can contact him through alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, I know we talked about the temperatures warming up a little bit. Spring is finally starting to spring in some parts of the country. But I bring it up because for a lot of folks, it's spring cleaning time. Now, my wife, this time of year, I don't know how things work in your household, but she goes through my t-shirt drawer. She goes down to the basement. It's like, if it's not being used, it's going to Goodwill. I don't know how things go for you, but man, this time of year, I always dread because I know some of my favorite old stuff is going to end up disappearing one of these days.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because how men are with these things. I think Seinfeld had a bit about that with underwear. He said, you know, you're going to wear underwear until it eventually what happens is it just disintegrates. It just evaporates. That's how long. That's the extent to which men hold on to stuff. It's pathetic.
But yeah, hey, it really is. It's amazing what you can just.
It's thrifty.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And just shove it in the back of the closet and old reliable is what I always say. Well, the reason I bring up spring cleaning, Tom, a lot of folks out there are going to be going through spring cleaning in their houses. But how about when it comes to things they have maybe cluttering up their financial plans, their retirement portfolios? So for folks out there listening today, what are some tips? What are some things you can offer to those folks to really help maybe clean things up a little bit and get rid of some of those loose ends they might not necessarily need?
You know, I'm glad you brought this up. This is so important. In fact, we call it financial organization. Getting organized, improving your chances for a successful retirement. I would say one of the biggest hurdles, and we did say the biggest hurdle, I'll still hold to that, was the procrastination. So by the way, I'll just repeat, we did offer it in the initial segment, first segment. If you want that income planning pack or you want to schedule a time, give our team a call. We'll get that out to you. If you can get that one piece of your plan in place and you can check the box, hey, that's a good thing. So give our team a call, as I said, if you want any of that information, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. It's got worksheets in there, and that's part of this financial organization. Your budget is certainly organization. We've talked about that. You got to know your numbers, and if you're not organized, the ability or your, you know, the probability, I would say, you know, we go through life unintentionally, and we gather up these documents, and we gather all these things, and we're busy with life, and pretty soon you got all these things, statements, legal forms, other important documents piled up in some desk drawer, wherever it might be, and we lose track of things. I've given this before, and I've said it. This Capitalized did a study. There's over 30 million old 401ks out there with $1.6 trillion from job changers. What does that tell you?
Wow.
And so what it means is we don't know what's in those accounts most of the time. We're certainly not monitoring them. Boy, this can be really destructive to a plan because, you know, when we wait, this is a common thing that happens. Someone will say, you know, I woke up one day and I was 62 and I'm like, I'm 3-4 years, I think, from my goal. And what have I done? You know, and I get it. This is not to be critical. We're busy with life. I think we had that discussion a while ago, Kevin, where it just seems like, you know, it's the week's over, you wake up and all of a sudden, anyway, these are things that we want to start to take a look at. And so when I ask these questions, you know, part of what we do is we help get you organized. I have the worksheets as I've offered them. That's why I say I always offer these tools. We have the asset organizer. In fact, we can email these things out to you because they're workable documents. There's that you can edit them, you can update them, you can keep them on your file. You'll see once you fill them out, again, they auto calculate what do you have in tax deferred versus tax free. You may be surprised. How are your assets titled? Who are your beneficiaries? Do you know? I've talked about doing a beneficiary audit. When was the last time you looked at your beneficiaries? You cannot change a beneficiary post death. So what happens if you unfortunately disinherit a child? These are just, we could go right down the line. I mentioned investments in 401ks being in old 401ks. You can consolidate. There's portability. I've had people come in here with 3 or 4 different IRAs. You don't need it. You can have one. You don't need 3 Roths. You can have one. And then what about, again, the value of your estate? Your life insurance. If I'm posing these questions and you can't answer, that means you need to get organized. And again, we're going to challenge you. I offered the information. But understanding again where your stuff is. If you come in, you know, that's one of the things we do is I put all this stuff together. We get it organized. I've said before, throw everything in a box and then we'll get it organized. You're going to sit back and see, you're going to have a financial snapshot, right? So you can answer all these questions. If I said to you, what's your net worth? Do you have exposure to estate taxes? Who are your beneficiaries? How are your assets titled? If you have a trust, I come across this a lot. And, you know, we do estate planning. We have an attorney that does this. I had a meeting just this week with someone in our attorney who did the estate planning. But people will come in and say, I have a trust. And I'll say, well, how come your brokerage account is in your name? It's not in the trust. So we have these loose ends and maybe blind spots in our plan that really could be troublesome, not only during our lifetime, but to our children and grandchildren if we don't have these things set up. This is why this organization, I don't mean to be too animated about it, Kevin, but it's just so important. That's why I said, you got, this is where you start. You in fact, in our retirement roadmap, which is on our website, that is what I call, it's called the five steps, simple steps to a stress-free retirement. This walks you through everything. Now, there's actually a step one, which we don't count as step one. It's kind of the preamble to this report. Get organized. Get all your stuff. So now you have a complete snapshot of where everything's at. Now we can start to put a plan together. So this is what I, you know, I suggest. So you can get all this information, but let me do this too, right? When we talk about it, you know, we mentioned cleaning the house, spring cleaning.
Yeah.
Well, whether you're cleaning your house or cleaning up your finances, sometimes it's best to get help. And this is what we do. So, you know, if you want to schedule a one-on-one session with us, you know, to help save you time, we'll go through all this stuff. We'll look at your investments. We'll probably uncover some things you were unaware of. You're going to uncover things you were unaware of, and then you're going to be able to do the work to get this and clean it up and get things in place and really feel good about where things stand. So again, if you want to take advantage of that, we'll just schedule a time. You can give us a call. Give our team a call. We'll do it. We'll schedule some time. 630-864-6711. If you want specific information, we can customize this for you. We can get the worksheets out to you. We can get these things going. I am telling you, if you just did this one thing, get organized, and you can answer the questions I said, you're going to feel a lot better, and you're also going to uncover some things and be able to take action to get those things in place for you and your family. So this is really important stuff. So again, if we can help you out, give us a call at 630-864-6711 or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can send me questions, sign up for you know, a one-on-one if you want to just chat for 15 minutes. Anything we can help you with, that's why we're here.
Checking in on those old accounts, obviously, Tom, is a big part of this as well. That number, that just blew me away about how many accounts and how much millions and trillions of dollars are just, you know, you've been putting them away, you've been putting them on the side, you've been changed jobs three or four times. I know when you change jobs, Tom, it's probably not top of mind to go, oh, I got to move that account over. I'm sure folks are just blown away by some of the things maybe they have forgotten that they saved all those years ago, aren't they?
They are. You know, I had one, this is a true story. I always tell true stories, but... This person found they had close to 100,000 in an old retirement account. They were like, I forgot, it was 90-some thousand or something. He was like, I said, well, hey, that's found money. That's good. Not really found money, but kind of. Better than finding $20 in your pocket. But this is important stuff. As I said, you will uncover things. And the other thing I would say is, these are things that if you don't address, could really cause some problems for you and your family. As I said, you could, if your beneficiaries aren't set up properly, if assets aren't titled properly, certainly cost your retirement if you have investments that are really not being efficient and don't make sense. We'll talk more about that, but this is critical. Step one, get organized.
Yeah, it is spring cleaning time for a number of different reasons. Maybe you're doing it around the house, or maybe you'd like to start cleaning up the clutter in your retirement plans. If that sounds like you, well, we got good news. Tom Fortino and the team at Alpha Wealth Group is here for you. Give them a call today. Set up that initial consultation. It's 630-864-6711. Again, 630-864-6711. Or like you mentioned, you can download that income planning packet right there at alphawealthgroup.com. We'll give you a few minutes to make that phone call, and we'll continue with much more of this week's Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Welcome back into the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, alongside the principal and founder, Mr. Tom Fortino. I am Kevin McAlpin, and of course, Tom and I, thank you so much for joining us here on the show. It's been a busy first few segments. Of course, we have talked about some of those numbers that folks believe they need to reach in order to retire. We also talked about doing a little spring cleaning when it comes to your retirement plans. If you would like to learn more, you'd like to set up that initial conversation, don't delay. Don't put this off any longer. Call Tom Fortino and his team at the Alpha Wealth Group today. That number, 630-864-6711. Again, it's 630-864-6711. Online anytime at alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, I know you and I have talked temps in the Chicago area. We're starting to warm up a little bit, 50s, some 60s. It's starting to feel a little bit like spring, maybe not quite as much as it is down in Miami Beach. Well, we know this time of year, millions of folks visit Miami Beach for spring break. And last year, well, they left quite a mess behind. Now, in 2025, the city has posted a humorous yet serious video to those party animals. And the message here, you are not welcome. Take a listen to this.
Miami Beach, here we come.
I'm here to have the best spring break ever.
Once we got to Miami Beach, things went downhill fast.
What's going on?
You're drinking in public. That's not allowed. This speaker, that's not allowed.
Rule after rule after rule.
The real villain here is all these rules.
DUI checkpoint, $100 parking.
Worst spring break ever.
I'd come back to Miami Beach, just not for spring break.
All right, so Tom, Miami Beach is cracking down with some stricter rules, and we know in retirement, well, the IRS has its own set of rules that can take a big bite out of your income if you fail to plan properly. Mm-hmm. So this time of year, I know a lot of the focus is on tax time. So what tax traps do you watch out for that can really derail a client's retirement?
Well, you made the point, Kevin. It's the rules. And look, we could fill a stadium with all the IRS rules, and, and you know, there's just so many of them. But there's ones that we maybe, you know, I'm holding my fingers up. There's very little amount that we need to really know for ourselves, for the most part. You know, I have the we talk about getting to tax-free, and there's a couple comments I'll make here. I've also talked about this domino effect. Yes, you know, this retirement roadmap report that we have on our website, it's got the five steps or the five pillars to your plan. They overlap, right? You have income planning, which we've talked about. Now we're going to talk about tax planning, investment planning, asset protection, and an estate and legacy plan. But when you think about income and taxes, wow, the quickest way to get an increase in income is to reduce your taxes or what you give away. And so this is so critical to planning. This is something we incorporate. You don't need to be a CPA to do some of these things. I think, you know, most of the time, we have that date coming up, and I can't make these comments too much longer as April 15th comes. For example, you know, the Roth IRAs. I just had a meeting this week. It just keeps happening over and over. I think, well, but I haven't counted. I should have counted them. Roth IRA contributions. You have until April 15th to make a Roth IRA contribution for 2024. You know, we talk about procrastination, Kevin. You know, if you miss these deadlines, April 15th comes and goes, you have lost the opportunity to do a 2024 Roth IRA contribution. And now we're in 2025, so you can do that as well. I just had someone, again, do $16,000. You can do $8,000 per person if you are 50 or over, $7,000 if you're under 50. But the point is, they just did $16,000 because they were able to do 2 years into a Roth. That means that money is going to grow tax-free the rest of their life. There are no required minimum distributions. That it isn't used to tax for Social Security. That's not used in that calculation. I made the comment before, if all or most of your money was in a Roth, there's a good chance you would get 100% of your Social Security tax-free. Imagine that. I've said this before. $70,000 of Social Security income, you could have $70,000. You could pull $30,000 out of your Roth. You'd have $100,000 of income. You know how much of your income is taxable? Zero.
Wow.
So, again, I'm trying to be, you know, illustrate the power of some of this stuff. So does that relate to your income? It sure does. You know, you want the IRS to be a bigger partner in your retirement? I hope not. Then we get into, as I said, the RMDs. We could go keep going down the line. But how many of us are incorporated into this plan? I think this isn't a great opportunity. You know, we have the seven strategies to tax-free. I just touched upon one, which are Roth IRAs. You can do Roth 401ks, Roth conversions. You can do HSAs, health savings accounts. Those are tax-free, too, and they're tax-deductible. I mean, again, I don't mean to get too deep into the weeds, but it's something we incorporate into our planning. I look at clients' tax returns when they come in. I look at anyone that comes. It's as I said, so if you want to get the information, if you want to come into the office too, we'll go through it. Bring in your tax returns. I think there's an opportunity to see this. We have tax inefficiencies too. You know, it's not uncommon when someone brings in their tax returns. You know, I'll see that they're getting, you know, now we're getting some interest. Okay, great. You're getting 4%, 3-4% interest, whatever it is. Well, guess what? That's taxable. Every penny, whatever your tax rate is. So if you're in a 30%, I'm using these numbers to make it simple. But you say, hey, I got 4%. Well, no, you didn't. You got 2.8. Okay. Because you just gave 1.2% to the government. Oh, my Social Security was 33. Well, no, it wasn't. You had to give $7,000 back to the government. You really netted $23,000. So you see why this is so critical. And then it relates into all these other things. So it's great to have an income plan, which is the cornerstone of your planning. We talked about it in the first segment. That's something we do. But what if we could get most of it tax-free and we start to work towards that? There's just so much here. And as I said, I've quoted Arthur Godfrey before. I'm dating myself. He said, I'm proud to be paying taxes in the United States of America, but I could be just as proud for half as much. So this is where we want to get you, and I make it a big part of our planning. Again, there's a domino effect. And then when you look at your investments, what do I have in my – we talked about getting organized too. See how this relates? Mm-hmm. But – you know, what do I have in tax-free versus tax-deferred? You know, do I want my growth? There's opportunity here in this market, I think. If there's the Microsofts and the Amazons and some of these that have been beat up, if you think they're good stocks, these are not recommendations. But what if I own those in my Roth? Guess what? When 5 years from now, if they've grown, which hopefully they have, it's all tax-free. I want my growth in my tax-free. I just mentioned these income pieces where if I'm getting 3 or 4%, why would I create income I don't need? Put those in the tax-deferred. And by the way, they're lower growth. Why would I want to increase my required distributions and increase my taxes? Put the growth in the tax-free and the after-tax. So now there's a tax efficiency component. So many things we could be doing, because otherwise you're just giving away money. Money that you will never get back, money that will never grow in your accounts again. And how much is that impacting your retirement? How much is it impacting your wealth? It's so critical you do some of these things. So as I said, if you want that report, the seven strategies to getting to tax-free, certainly you can go to our website. You can download that. We'll send some information out to you. If you want some more specific stuff, there's other reports we have on taxes. Better yet, if you really want to take a look at creating a tax planning strategy, I like to call it forward tax planning, putting yourself in a better spot down the road, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You give our team a call. We'll sit down. We'll go through these things. You'll walk out of here I'm pretty confident with a number of strategies that will help reduce your taxes down the road. And this is really what it's all about. You can go to our website too. As I said, if you want to send me a question specific to your situation, more than happy to help you out.
Tom, I'm just looking this up too as we're doing this show. 6,871 pages long is the U.S. tax code. Treasury's official interpretation, you'd be up to 75,000 pages. Trust me, folks, this is not something folks want to try to tackle on their own, is it?
Yeah. I think the old saying is it's longer than the Bible and there's no good news in it. So something like that.
I hadn't heard that one before. That's a good one.
There you go.
That looks like it should go on a T-shirt. Maybe we can start getting some marketing, some merchandising for the show here. I like that one, though. But again, alphawealthgroup.com. You can download all of that info. All right. When Tom and I return, we're going to tell you what you need to know if you want to retire this year and you want to do so without kids. We'll get to that plus more as we continue with the Alpha Wealth Hour. All powered by the Alpha Wealth Group right after this. We're with you on the Alpha Wealth Hour, and it's all presented by the Alpha Wealth Group with the principal and founder, Tom Fortino. I'm Kevin McAlpin. Appreciate you joining us here on the show. And man, we have covered a lot here in our first three segments of this week's program. And obviously, we've given you a lot of information, a lot of homework to do as well. If you'd like to download those free worksheets, you can get them at alphawealthgroup.com or by calling Tom and his team at Alpha Wealth Group, 630-864-864. 6711 is the number. You're looking to start planning for your retirement. Obviously, tax season is upon us. Lots of things you want to try to stay ahead of. That's why Tom Fortino and the Alpha Wealth Group is here for you. Again, 630-864-6711. Online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, I was reading this story here recently. It was a survey by Prudential, and it shows that one in four Americans in their 50s believe they will need financial help from family as they get older. Now, that's not a surprise, but what's interesting is that's not necessarily an option for a growing number of older Americans. They make up about 25% of folks who have never had children. So I ask you, Tom Fortino, what are some of the special issues those folks have when it comes to planning for their retirement?
Well, I would say a few things, but I would also say this, and someone made the comment, and I would tend to agree with this. It says, even if you have kids, there's no guarantee they'll be able to or willing to support you in retirement. I don't want to say willing, but, you know, what if they live in other states?
Right.
I make the comment, too, before being a caretaker, because we come across this. You've heard the sandwich generation. They talk about baby boomers today have parents they care for and children they care for. So, you know, being a caretaker, it's a profession for a reason. And so a lot of what we talk about, I think this applies in many cases, regardless of the situation, and maybe you want to prepare for these, but we talk about, you know, preparing for what do we need to talk about? For instance, long-term care, and I just talked about being a caretaker. Now, there's these statistics, and that's fine. It says the government estimates about 70%, that was from this article too, 70% of people who reach age 65 will need some type of long-term care at some point. And so, again, I would say for anyone, you want to take a look at this. What is your plan? I mean, this is part of what we talk about. Most people, I think the numbers are very low. But if you think about it, I had a meeting with one of my clients. Their parent is needing. They're having issues with their memory and so on. Not uncommon, mm-hmm. unfortunately. But you're talking $12,000 a month. They're looking at places and facilities. Mm. $12,000 a month. So for those that are married, right, and you have no children, regardless, really. But my point is, if you've got to come out of pocket $12,000 a month, did you work that into your retirement plan? Do you have some type of coverage?
Right.
And if you don't, what happens if that spouse lives an additional 5 or 10 years? Again, I'm not trying to be insensitive. This is a very sensitive topic. But then what happens to the healthy spouse if they survive another 20 years? What happens to those funds? You know, Medicare is health insurance. It is not custodial care. In other words, if you need someone to come to your house, you know, whatever the number is, you're paying for some type of long-term care at a facility. That's not covered. Medicare is for skilled care. That's for nursing, hospitalization, I should say, doctors. So, and that's most of the expenses are custodial care. I just want people to be aware of that. And so, you know, most of the time we're going to be private paying. We're coming out of pocket. So that's one thing that you really want to take a look at. And again, that's something we do. I'm insurance licensed as well as an investment advisor rep. We talked about all of these pieces. Estate planning. We do estate planning. We have an attorney that does that. Again, for those, we're looking at this. Do you have an estate plan in place? It's interesting. I mentioned the domino effect, Kevin. But, you know, if you need long-term care, one question is, okay, how do we cover that and how do I protect the healthy spouse or anyone in the family from these expenses, number one. But number two, well, who controls me? Do I have a medical power of attorney in place? This is more on that estate planning piece, but mm-hmm. it's kind of overlaps because one relates to the other. Who's my power of attorney for financial? Because if you have a retirement account and it's in your name, by the way, retirement accounts have to stay in your name during your lifetime. They have to stay titled to you. You can't joint title them. You can't put them in a trust. They have to stay in your name. So you could effectively have probate during your lifetime. Sometimes we call that living probate. Do you have a power of attorney for your spouse? Who is your power of attorney? And so, again, these are these things we talk about in your planning, separate from the investments. Look, we can have a great income plan. We can have a great tax plan, and we do all these things. But I also cover these other things, the estate and legacy planning, the right documents. You know, what happens if these unforeseen events? You're an asset. How do you protect from that? What happens if there's a premature death? Again, when we look at husband and wife, look, you pass away. Social Security goes away, a pension could be reduced, the surviving spouse could now be in a higher tax bracket, which means they have to give more money back to the government, unless you've done forward tax planning. This is all part of this You know, I'm not trying to throw too many things at you, but hopefully I'm giving you food for thought to say, hey, maybe these are things I'm going to look at. And by the way, it gets back to being organized, because you can at least address some of these things and say, what do I have in place? Can I answer these questions? And so for those of you that are wondering, do I have a blind spot? Do I want to revisit all of these things? You know, give our team a call. 630-864-6711. This is how we go through it. These are the questions I ask. This is the process we go through. This is what we look at to say, you know, maybe you won't take action, but at least you'll know. And that's so critical to having part of your plan and not getting surprised by something that now you can't take action on it because it's too late. So again, if you want to go through this whole process, we look at everything from the income planning to the tax planning to the asset protection piece, the estate and legacy planning, and of course, a portfolio analysis on your investments and getting organized. Again, give our team a call, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. There's no cost or obligation to it. So really, as I've said, you don't have an excuse. I think it'll be time well spent. I'm pretty confident in that. So as I said, and if you just have a question, please feel free to call. Go to our website. Email me. I will respond.
And I think something, you know, you and I touched on a few times on today's show was that sense of urgency. One thing I really found interesting from this article, issues that childless retirees face, right there was estate planning. Folks may have more disposable income because they haven't had the child costs, but they also might feel less urgency about what happens to their wealth when they don't have obvious heirs. So, Tom, that's probably a big piece of this as well, is knowing, okay, just because you don't have kids, that's still a really, really important thing that has to be top of mind when it comes to your estate planning, isn't it?
Well, when you take a look, when you take a look at the estate planning, a couple things. It's again, not just controlling assets during your lifetime. Please don't forget that. It's not, again, just about what do I pass on. That's part of it. But also, again, during your lifetime. But, you know, the choice is, even if you want to be charitable, And you know, it's not uncommon that people, if they don't have children, they're very close to others in their family, and you know, they want to help them out. And so, again, if you don't do these things, some court is going to decide for you. And it's kind of a shame. You think you've worked all this, you've built all these things up, you've got a legacy. You know, where do you want to leave that to? Again, it could be, and as I said, some of these charitable groups or whoever you want to leave it to do some wonderful work. And boy, wouldn't that be a part of a legacy too? That would just, these so many terrific things that can be done. And so, and I think most people maybe, you know, want to have that happen. So this is why that's important, Kevin.
No question about it. Again, so much of what we've gone over on today's show is really making sure you don't procrastinate, right? It's spring cleaning time. It's a good opportunity to get in front of what you are looking to accomplish when it comes to planning for your retirement. That's why Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group is here for you. Pick up the phone, get on that initial consultation today. It's 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711, or you can visit them online anytime at alphawealthgroup.com. Tom, got about a minute left in the show here today, and my friend, I'm going to leave the floor all yours here today for the final word.
Kevin, you know, I think you just said it. It's about taking action and getting organized. When we look at sometimes we feel overwhelmed, and I get it, because we're just bombarded with tons of information, and it's disheartening. I feel bad sometimes about it, but that's why I try to simplify it with the five steps. That's why I try to simplify it with getting, you know, taking that first step. And that first step is getting organized. The first step is really sitting down. I'm telling you, once you do that and you have a picture of everything, you can really, you know, take action and start to say, I see where things are at. I know where things, now I know what I need to do to get to my goal. So that's the takeaway. That's the big takeaway from today.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.